Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is Danny and Dusty.
It's not your problem, Doc. You don't have to mix up in this.
That is a hell of a thing for you to say to me.
With Danny Meringue and Dusty, the Fan Man Hera.
Go ahead, skin it. Skin that smoke wagon and see what happens.
Danny and Dusty on the Odyssey app and 1080.
I'm your huckleberry.
The Fan.
Hour number three, Danny and Dusty with you on this beautiful Wednesday. 64 today in our fair city. That seems nice.
Absolutely. It's almost nice.
What do you mean? It's almost?
It's almost nice.
65?
We could get a couple degrees warmer.
All right. Well, how
perhaps
about
five?
Saturday, yeah. We get to 66?
We're getting there.
Hey, at least this year we're getting that, like,
look
mediocre.
Russ being our weather snob. Or 68 on Saturday.
Hey, even closer.
That, huh? that mediocre level of heat that we kind of skipped last year. You know, 60s, 70. That we went right from, like, 45 to 80 last year.
Turn that furnace on, baby. Let's cook.
So I'm happy that we just got some normal. This is why I love living in the PNW and in Portland, this mild spring we got.
That's yeah. Right, yeah. Once you get closer to 70, that's when it gets nice.
Okay.
Yeah,
68 work for you?
Close.
Saturday, you're okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll be good on Saturday.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't take you for a weather snob. You know, I thought you'd just be okay. But I get that, though, because you're a big coasty guy when the weather gets nice. So when you hit 70 here, you're looking at low 60s on the coast. And that is great coast weather.
Yeah, because you hit 70 on the coast. That 70 on the coast is far different than 70 in town.
Not wrong. Ooh, that is nice weather over there.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Apparently, somebody's saying we're drunk today and that it's supposed to be 70 today. I got 64 on my weather app as today.
Yeah, I hate all these different sources.
All right, what's the most reliable source of weather for you? Where do you go?
To my app.
Yeah.
The app
on my phone.
Just the app on your phone?
Yep.
Which you're an Android monster.
I am.
What is your...
Mine says 64.
Well, what is the weather app? Is it just weather? Because the Apple weather app is totally unreliable.
Because I think it just takes me to weather.com.
Oh, weather.com. That's a good one.
The Weather Channel.
Okay, I will go number one. Mark Nelson is a fantastic weatherman.
Oh, yeah, Fox 12. Yeah.
Yeah. My buddy's wife is, she's a P1 of Mark Nelson.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like any weather event that's happening, she's like, well, Mark says. First name basis. I don't believe she's ever met him, but she is a Mark Nelson P1.
Mm-hmm.
And so he's deadly accurate.
Yeah.
I go AccuWeather.
Okay.
AccuWeather is great. site. In the iPhone weather app, 17th. I cannot tell you how many conversations I've had with my wife about, no, weather app says it's raining. I'm like, I'm looking outside right now. And it is not.
It is not.
That little thing, it's raining sunshine.
Yeah. Your little app, that's a damn liar. Yeah.
And I'll get the, oh my gosh, it's snowing. No, it's not. You know, we have these are the battles. Yeah. These are the battles I have here. But you go directly to the weather.com.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And this says, according to this, 71 on Saturday.
Oh.
Yeah.
There we go.
Again, this one, this guy says, y'all got to listen to Andy in the morning on Good Day, Oregon. Andy Carson.
There you go.
Andy Carson.
Good old Andy Carson. Good,
but to me, he's just morning Mark Nelson.
Right?
Because he works at the same place, so, right? Yeah. Like, you go there.
Very similar.
Yeah.
Well, no, Carson and Nelson sound similar.
Well, there's only one Matt Cifino.
There is. Matt Cifino's a great one, too.
Yeah.
That's
my
guy. That's who I go to.
Yeah. It appears that a lot of people are just going to Fox 12 as their go-to weather. You know? I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. All right. All right. All right. All right.
They're on all day the longest. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I remember old David Apple from my younger days. I think he was Channel 2. He came to visit our school once. We thought that was pretty cool.
Dude, that is pretty cool.
Back at the old Raleigh Hills Elementary.
Yeah. The biggest shout we got was Bruce from Bruce Chevrolet.
Hey, let's not go sneezing on Bruce.
He brought the wallaby.
Yeah.
That was a big deal.
Yeah, let's face it, that's who you want to see.
Skippy.
Yeah, Skippy, exactly.
Nobody cared about us down in Salem. We never got any of the local news peeps.
Well, you guys got local politicians to come by, huh? No? You never had?
We toured the Capitol. That was pretty boring.
We did that from up here, too. Oh. We did that field trip. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not special down there, bud.
No, we're not. And it was like, oh, hey, there's this gold man at the top of this big building here in Salem. Go see it. That was it. I'm like, okay.
All right.
Oregon's awesome.
That's a nice little day. Nice little day out.
Yeah, I'm 12 and I'm bored.
Ooh, best weather job in San Diego. That coming in on the Vancouver Ford Tech sign.
That's probably got to be one of the easiest ones.
Well, yeah, because you got June gloom where you can be like marine layer. It's going to be cloudy today and it's going to be a cold one. It's going to be 66 degrees out there for you.
Bundle up.
San Diego. And then here we go into July where it's 70 and sunny all the way until June gloom again. It is pretty kick-ass gig.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like if I was a weatherman, I'd like Dallas, you know, because they get some drunk weather in Dallas. You'll get like softball size hail, and then you get tornadoes ripping through. I mean, that's probably what like weather guys that's their fever dream right there is to be in a place like where you get it all.
Yeah,
sweltering heat.
Well, if you want to work
bitterly
hard,
cold.
That's their dream.
That's right. But San Diego, that's a sweet spot.
Yeah. Is it going to be 100 with 100% humidity tomorrow? Is it going to be 82? I don't know. Maybe a tornado.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I would do. If I was a weatherman in a place where it gets like oppressively hot, it would be your car check. Like everything would be, how hot is it going to be when you get into your car? Like, don't touch your steering wheel hot, you know?
Yeah.
Leather seats, butt sticking hot.
Yeah.
You know, you get that. And then like, it's like scalding hot to put your car in drive. Like you have all of these where,
or is it only melted crayons in the rear windshield hot?
Yeah, yes.
Because that doesn't take much.
That's San Diego. Right? That's like 70. If you have, when it hits 70, it's check your back seat time. Yeah.
So over to the weatherman, Dusty Harrow. Well, it's pretty butt-sticky hot.
Yeah.
And that's what always cracks me up when you're at the coast. If it's 66 out there and you're out on the beach, you can always tell the people that are from Oregon and that aren't. Because the Oregonians are out there in a t-shirt and shorts. And then the ones that aren't Oregonians, they've got their puffer jacket on.
I tell this to everybody who, like, when they're like, thinking of going to Disneyland. I say, go in February.
Mm.
Because, like, nobody's down there.
Yeah.
February is, it may rain. And when you go there and it rains, I kid you not. I went there and we were walking around and it started, like, just lightly drizzling. Mm-hmm. It's like 68 still.
Yeah.
Like a lightly tropical drizzling. Rain.
There are people scattering to every covering in the building or in on all the walkways.
Yeah.
Right. And they're just like trying not to get wet. And all you saw walking around that park was Oregon, Washington, Oregon State, Washington State, exactly. Some Seahawks gear running around.
All the professionals.
Like, it was everybody from the Northwest, and they're just like, this is great.
Thanks, everybody.
Yeah, no lines on Splash Mountain. And that was the thing. Nobody wanted to go on Splash Mountain. It's like, it's raining.
Yeah. You're already wet.
You're not going to be missing anything. Like, oh, I don't want to get wet. Guess what, Pally? You're living that life.
Yeah, exactly.
Come on.
Oh, man.
So go do that. That's growing. Oh, yeah. Here's another good one. Weather, Oahu being Hawaiian.
Oh, yeah.
But then you got to worry about the winds, though. You go from weather, because it's like 80, 90. You got to go ocean temperatures and wind. Yeah. That's what you're judging there. That's another great one.
That looks complicated down there. I've watched the weather staying in Hawaii, and it's just like, how do you guys do this? It's an island in the middle of nothing. That's a lot of different, like, what do they call them? Fronts that move through? Yeah.
Yeah.
Cold fronts.
Yeah, it sounds fronts. So smart.
Yeah. If I was a weatherman in Mississippi or Alabama or Georgia or Florida, it would all be based on swamp ass.
Exactly. It's going to be hot and sweaty.
You're going to be, how swampy is it today? Is it backup britches? Change of undies. You're going to be okay.
Yeah. It'll be like a Adrian Cronauer's weather report in Good Morning Vietnam.
The most like severe would be Donald Duck in it. Yeah, right? Like just pants aren't an option today. I'm just going to be honest with you. It's going to be too hot. Just don't even do it.
We're just letting that undercarriage air out.
Yeah, you're going to need any breeze that you could possibly get. Just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
And if you get enough people, it just becomes the norm, right? And then all of a sudden, nobody's going to jail for it. You just got to get enough people on the same page. Like, you just need that slight breeze going, folks, because that southern humidity is a different animal. Another great reason to live in the Pacific Northwest. All we're waiting for is a big earthquake.
Right.
No scary animals.
Yeah.
Mild climate. And, you know, no humidity. Yeah. No humidity. When it gets humid.
We have our moments, but.
We are so soft with humidity.
Oh, yeah.
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 All right. Let's talk in weather. Sports, you say?
What? Is that what we're doing here?
shall we sport a little bit more? What Jim Harbaugh's up to, this man is a bona fide psychopath. Next on the...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You think this gets snuffed out by Chargers players? There's a report out there that Jim Harbaugh is adding to the nameplates of players. This comes via Dan W. of Chargers Unleashed. We don't even get a last name on Dan W. It's just Dan W.
Dan W.
Harbaugh's made locker room changes. Not only are players' lockers rearranged numerically, but each player's nameplate now shows their recruit level coming out of high school, not ranked through five-star level recruit. Why?
I mean, it sounds like a very Jim Harbaugh thing to do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, exactly. That's a head-scratcher. Like, I don't... But why?
Do you want me to try to get into Jim Harbaugh's mind?
That sounds like a scary journey, but yeah.
You're going to have to go deep here, but I'm very interested.
Okay. I think what Jim Harbaugh is going through...
A lot of milk.
...is living that RV life, one. But I look at it in these terms. He can look at... Who are the two best players for the Chargers right now?
Bosa.
Herbert.
And Herbert. Joey Bosa... Five-star recruit out of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Lives up to it. Superstar. He's got it.
Yeah.
Always hurt. Justin Herbert. Three-star recruit.
Mm-hmm.
I think what Harbaugh's trying to do here is say, it doesn't matter who has loved you, who has propped you up, whatever it is. It is how hard you work once you get here. Because once you get here... All things are equal.
Right.
Right? Where you have Khalil Mack was a two-star recruit out of high school. You have Donald Parham, who was a, he had no ranking coming out of high school. He was a starting tight end, right? I think what Harbaugh's going to try and do is be like, I don't care who you are, how much you've been paid. I mean, the real flex would be putting guys' salaries on there.
Right.
But the one thing in the NFL is you never talk about a man's money.
Exactly.
Everybody is kind of the same, and once you get to the NFL, all things are equal. Because our best players, we have just as many five stars as three stars, two stars, no star recruits.
Mm-hmm.
And nothing else matters. And I think that's where he's going. I just don't know if that'll resonate or players will really care all that much.
Yeah, it seems like a very college thing to do, which...
Very much so. And this is the thing. He's had success in the NFL.
Yeah.
He's gone college, NFL, college, now back to the NFL.
Yeah.
It is a very college thing to do.
Yeah. And so, but it's, yeah, I guess we'll see how it works. If he had how long. Well, the other thing, too, is Michigan has been his longest stop anywhere, correct?
Correct.
By
substantial amount.
Yes.
Yeah.
Before that, he's a nomad.
He bounces around just based on the fact that he's a really difficult person to work with and be around.
Yeah, I think just after a while, he wears on people.
Well, and there's also this aspect of it, too, is as a coach, Michigan was the only place that he faced adversity, if we're being quite honest.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
Because if you look at his stops, San Diego, 7-4, 11-1, 11-1, 3 years. I was part of those 11 wins in year number two. Stanford, 4-8, 5-7, 8-5, 12-1. The trajectory was always up. Remember, Michigan was 10-3, 10-3, 8-5, 10-3, 9-4, 2-4, almost gets fired, has to rework his entire contract.
Yeah.
And then 12-2, 13-1, and then national champion.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that was the thing, though. He had to take a pay cut and be like, maybe I'm not as great as I have been everywhere else.
Yeah.
Everything else had been upward trajectory no matter what, including in San Francisco, too.
And in terms of that pay cut that he took, too, I'm almost surprised that at no point was he ever just like, you know what, pound sand, I'm out of here, instead of taking the pay cut.
Almost happened last year with the Minnesota job.
Yeah, because, you know, look, and let's face it, in football... And coaching and playing and whatnot, you got to have an ego. Everybody's got an ego. 100%. And I think that Jim is one of the more outsized egos in football.
But it humbled him a little bit at Michigan.
Yeah.
Well, I won't say it humbled him. He softened up a little bit.
Okay.
A little bit. But this will be an interesting one. I think what Harbaugh did is this may be the... if he's adding this to guys' lockers, this may be the paralysis by analysis of looking at his roster, talking to his guys as he's like, oh, so what's your story? You know, what were you coming out of high school? And then he's like living in an RV removed from his entire family.
Yeah.
Where Greg Roman is like two RV spots away from him. In his whole life right now, well, his whole life always just revolves around the team, and he's just getting to know all of these people.
Right.
This is the thing that's sticking out to him, because their roster is, I mean, they've got some guys that were nobodies mm-hmm. coming out of high school, and now they are not just solid, but star players in the NFL.
Right.
And he's trying to set the tone of all is equal once you get here.
Yeah, it's, well, we'll see how it works. Because if there's one thing you've learned a lot of times in the NFL, too, is a lot of that college stuff doesn't fly.
Nope, but he's been there, and he was a former player in the NFL for a really long time and had a ton of success, so maybe that's it.
Yeah.
You know, maybe his message does resonate with players because of the fact that he played, and every player to a man says he cares about him.
Yeah.
Which is probably the furthest thing. That is the furthest trait that he gives off from people. Like Harbaugh, if you were to tell me Jim Harbaugh is a guy who it is all about production, if you don't produce, you're dead to him, I'd be like, yeah, that fits.
Yeah, like he's a machine.
Yeah, but it's completely opposite in his world, only to the extent of how much do you love football. Because if you don't love football, that's where Jim Harbaugh is just like, yeah, I don't know who you are. Yeah. That's not the world I live in.
Yeah.
Like the Greg McElroy story from a few months ago is hilarious. When he ran into McElroy and was like, he's like, so what is right when he was getting done playing? He's like, what are you going to do next? He's like, well, I'm getting in the media thing. Oh, so you don't love the game.
Yeah.
His life is you play until you can coach, you coach until you die. That man loves him some football.
Yeah.
Do you love anything that much?
I mean, you know, outside of your obvious answers, your family and such, but outside, no.
There's nothing where you're like, I will do this until I die.
Nah.
Harbaugh just misses the fact that, like, you can just still love the game and, like, cover it like Greg McElroy, but apparently that's a bridge too far for him. I would love to see Harbaugh just going, yeah, a lot of milk. That guy drinks a lot of milk. Put that guy on a game, I will watch that game.
Right, absolutely.
If you did the Manning cast with John and Jim Harbaugh and their dad, Jack, sign me up.
Yeah, absolutely.
I am in on that.
Yeah.
That'd
be a master class in football right there.
Oh, and a whole lot of crazy.
Yes.
They would just, what it would devolve to in the third quarter is them just yelling at each other about something that happened in peewee football in 1978. I'm sure of it.
Absolutely. Or they would disagree on a play call in the game. Yeah, and they're on. You can't triple stamp a double stamp.
I would absolutely love it. I would absolutely love it. Well,
breaks into a wrestling match on the floor.
Harbaugh's favorite wrestler. Harbaugh's favorite. He's got to be understated. Undertaker. I bet Harbaugh's favorite wrestler is the Undertaker. Or it's the Road Warriors just because they wore football pads. But Laurinaitis is an Ohio State guy, so that may, as a true Michigan man, he probably doesn't like that.
Right.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
See, that's I think now we're getting somewhere.
That's it.
Just a hardworking American man.
Yeah.
Yeah. America.
Yeah. But also he surprises us. He finds SpongeBob SquarePants an inspiration. So,
actually, I saw a meme.
I don't know how to read him.
I think he's a genius there, because I saw a meme of SpongeBob being chased by the Mariners, like a fish, basically, as like a superimposed S on them. And he's just going through his activities, jellyfishing, going to poop, going to eat, going to his job, and nothing bothers him. Yeah. So, no, I take that as some advice to follow as
well. Yeah, he says SpongeBob is his inspiration because of his commitment to his job.
Okay.
Flipping Krabby Patties.
Hey.
I mean, we've all worked with a few Squidwards.
Do what you love what you do.
Hot damn. All right, 503-864-6326. Something that we haven't got to, we have a new hire at the University of Oregon, and this one could pay dividends down the road because he's a sharp tack. That after Schultze with SportsCenter.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every time I hear this, John Cena talking about Thuganomics is just
this
wild.
Is basic Thuganomics.
Just wild. All right.
Mr. Stanicky.
It was revealed the other day, we haven't gotten to it yet, but the Oregon Ducks have hired Rashad Samples as their running backs and assistant head coach, replacing Carlos Lachlan, who bolted for Ohio State. James Crepia of the Oregonian, he caught this earlier today about Lachlan, who had posted, then deleted, and reposted a tweet inferring that he felt undervalued at Oregon. Okay.
Ooh.
The tweet read, quote, "I prefer to be called Locke. I know Coach Lanning would call me. I thought maybe trying to take a shot at me every now and then was out there when I was at Oregon. They called me Carlos, but I prefer to be called Coach Locke."
What?
Yeah. "I thought maybe trying to take a shot at me every now and then was out there at Oregon, called me Carlos, but he prefers Coach Locke. He felt wronged because in a posted then deleted tweet that Coach Lanning called him by his first name."
So if I go by Schultze.
Yeah, it's a weird thing.
And you call me Jordan, I'm not gonna get mad, God.
Yeah, so which is why he deleted it. But look, the real reason why he left Oregon and went to Ohio State, he got a pay raise.
Yeah.
He got a pay raise and he got a little bit more responsibility, which is why most people leave in the world of coaching. And you know, Dan Lanning was sitting there, was like, "Dude, go get yours, you know?
Right?
If you go get
Carlos."
That money. But in comes Rashad Samples, who this adds to what is already a young staff. He's 29 years old. He joins, you know, Alik Terry, who is a young up-and-coming offensive lineman or offensive line coach who has experience at the collegiate level and in the NFL. And back at Oregon, did a phenomenal job last year. And people rave about Coach Terry. You know, it is Alik Terry is one of those guys at 29. He's gets regarded as, you know, one of the best young teachers of offensive line play. And there was a big question mark with, you know, Alex Mirabal leaving and Mario Cristobal leaving. Would the offensive line still be as productive? Terry, 29, really good coach. They went to the NFL. They plucked him back. Yeah, your offensive coordinator, Will Stein, just 34 years old. This young staff. Dan Lanning is still, what is he, 37, 38?
Just turned 38.
He's 38 years old. Now you have that youth movement on this coaching staff continues with the 29-year-old assistant head coach and running backs coach in Rashad Samples. Known as a pit bull recruiter,
mm-hmm.
And this is kind of where the recruiting people are talking about. Samples was a highly coveted wide receiver out of high school. He's from the state of Texas. And he played at Oklahoma State, SMU, and he's been a running backs coach for the Rams, Arizona State, where they hired him from. Obviously, the intimate knowledge of the Oregon program because Kenny Dillingham being the head coach there, right?
Right.
Why the people in the recruiting world are sitting there and saying this is going to be big for Oregon is because 24/7 Sports rated Samples as the number one recruiter in the Pac-12. His dad is a legendary head coach in the state of Texas at Duncanville High School in Texas, where I don't know if anybody knows about Duncanville, but their basketball team came for the LSI. It's where, Ron, whatever his name is, the kid who went to the G League Ignite played. They got a loaded basketball program. loaded track program. Guess what else is really good? The football team.
Right.
Which
has Texas. Weird.
Two of the top 11 recruits in the state of Texas are from Duncanville. The class of 2025, the number one recruit in the state of Texas is a defensive lineman at Duncanville High School.
Okay.
That's where Sample's dad is the head coach.
Yeah, so they're pretty good.
Yeah, and his...
They know ball.
Sample's ties to that state, when your dad is a head coach, and quite good one at that.
Yeah.
That really helps with name recognition when you go into the various high schools around the state of Texas. And so that's why the recruiting folks are really high on him, not just because of his dad, but because of what he's been able to do in capitalizing on that at Arizona State. Especially, they had the Texas to Tempe is what they called it. He does a really good job recruiting that state.
Yeah.
So all things kind of on the up and up there. Like, I mean, that is, it seems like with the Lachlan deleted post, you know, being taken aside here, you know, you take a guy, he go gets and gets paid. And I like what Lanning has said about his staff, whether it was when Dillingham left. I think it was like, look, our goal is to our assistant coaches, they should get promoted and get other jobs and go and do that. And it's a really different way of thinking, the way that he and Dillingham do it, because Kenny Dillingham like congratulates guys that go and take other jobs. Like, he's like, dude, that's awesome. Way to go, pal.
Right, exactly. Well, you want to see your guys succeed.
But that is, the new age of coach is so different than like the Urban Meyers or the Nick Sabans, kind of that red ass culture, right?
Right. Yes.
This is in the new world of college football, whether it's how you deal with the transfer portal, your roster, re-recruiting your roster, unrecruiting your roster, or the way you handle your staffs, that's going to be the next evolution. Is like, as a head coach, your job is to get coaches other jobs.
Yeah.
And like, Saban was awesome at it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Nick Saban coach rehabilitation clinic, it was huge, but also his development of young coaches who went on to have success elsewhere, and Lanning is one of them. Kirby Smart gets more credit for that, and rightfully so.
Yeah.
But that is the way that you should operate as a head coach. It's interesting to see how some of them, the old heads as opposed to some of the new guys, operate in that world.
Well, and in comparing the two, also, I saw a quote on Twitter earlier, and I don't remember if it was from Samples or if it was from Lachlan. Asked him about basically what the weakest like position group rooms across football are. And he said it was the running backs, because typically all they ever do is just hire the best recruiter.
Yeah, true. I mean, a good running backs coach, Gary Campbell was a phenomenal running backs coach. Mm-hmm. He squeezed a lot of talent out of guys. Gary Campbell was the best recruiter. He and Nick Aliotta were the two best recruiters on those staffs at Oregon for years and years and years.
Well, I think his point was...
It's 100%. It's right
about,
on that.
Yeah, they've made the hire of that coach more about just the recruiting than the actual coaching.
Yeah, but you also get some coaching in both Lachlan and in Samples with the experiences that they've had in previous stops.
And that's not to say that those are mutually exclusive qualities.
No.
You know?
No. Wait, it's Dan Lanning's birthday today, Schultzy?
Get right the hell out of town.
Yes. Yeah, on Twitter I saw something, I think from Oregon, like, hey, happy birthday to Dan Lanning turning 38.
How about that? Happy birthday, Dan
Lanning.
Happy
birthday, Coach Lanning.
Who knew? Obviously that texture on the Vancouver Ford text line and Schultzy on Twitter. You said just turned 38. I didn't know that it was like just now turned 38.
Right? Oh, I'm not trying to be like, Dwight Schrute, it's Michael Scott's birth moment. That is not where I'm going here. Everybody, this is Schultz, the moment Dan Lanning came Schultz's out of like, the vaginal canal. No!
Schultzy's like, no. Now he's 38.
I am not. I am obsessed with my Ducks, but not that obsessed.
No. Yes, no.
And right now?
He's 38.
I can call Dan Lanning's mom and ask. I'm sure she'd answer.
No, I don't think you want to do that. I don't think that would be good for you.
I don't think they'll let me into Autzen ever again.
Wait, that hasn't already happened?
Hey, shut up. I was there with you last year, brother. Maybe, allegedly.
All right. 503-864-6326. That's a Vancouver Ford text line. Boy, I just can't get enough of these shots of Augusta. Next on The Fan. To our texter who knew the birth date of Dan Lanning has followed up, I know, because my birthday, 38th birthday, is next week. so I feel very unaccomplished.
Right?
That's always the worst part about adulting.
Yeah.
Is comparing yourself at your age to other, yeah.
Well, no, when, like, younger people are far more accomplished and have their S together way more than you, you're like, yeah. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like every 20-year-old that's an athlete now has hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. I feel so poor and just not prepared for this world in my mid-30s.
Oh, don't compare yourself to those people. You're poor to a lot of folks.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Especially to myself.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean... Don't worry about that. Don't worry about that, Schultzy.
Oh, thanks.
We're all in that boat. Don't compare just to the 20-somethings.
I'm not alone.
Look at the bigger picture of how many more people are rich.
Yeah, but when I've already been 20, 21, and they're just sitting there in a Lambo at 20, I'm like, yeah. God, you suck.
Well, you know what? That's your fault. You should have been touched by the hand of God and been a superior athlete.
I'm sorry that I was not the sperm of Jackson or of Matt Holiday like Jackson Holiday.
That guy, he just got called up to the bigs, and I love those videos where it shows like the AAA manager being like, "All right, so you got to go through this." He sat down Jackson Holiday and was like, give him a talk, like, "Hey, your folks in town? No, my brother's got a tournament, all that stuff. He's got a season underway. Oh, okay. I'm sure he's helped you a lot. Yeah." Then he gives him like, well, you're going to have to call him and just thank him for everything that he's done for you. He's like, oh, yeah. And then the other thing you have to tell him, you're going to the big leagues. Those videos are always great. I watched that one last night, and I was – Jackson Holiday, he has such a baby face. Like, he's only, like, 19 or 20 years old. He has a little baby face, but then he's like jacked out of his gourd. He looks like that little Hulk kid. Remember the Hulk baby, Hercules baby?
Yeah, little baby Hercules.
That he looks like him.
Yeah.
Except for he's instead of lifting weights, he's just ripping dingers.
Now Jackson looks like a teenager.
Incredible.
Still.
Yeah, and he is going to be if that Orioles team as a whole, their minor league team has just been embarrassing. The Norfolk Tides. They've been embarrassing AAA teams because it's like they didn't bring anybody up. And so they have just like a bunch of guys who should be in the big leagues that are just destroying. They beat somebody 26-0.
I think Herstad had 10 RBIs just himself that night.
Good Lord.
Man.
It's like we're going to push you up to the big leagues because minor league baseball starting to complain a little bit. All right.
I think I figured out who it is he looks like. It's one of the kids from Kicking and Screaming from Will Ferrell's team.
Okay.
Yeah, and I Googled it. The kid, the actor's name, Stephen Anthony Lawrence.
Stephen Anthony Lawrence. All right, I'll take a gander at that.
All his grown-up pictures, he has a beard. So he doesn't really look like him, but...
Yeah, that's usually what happens.
Yeah.
You know, people grow up. Oh, yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah.
I got you there. Yeah, wait, he looks different. He looks exactly the same, just with, like, a fake beard.
Yeah.
And, like, he's balding up top?
Yeah.
Boy, that's tough for that kid. He's a good actor, though.
Yeah,
he's a good funny. Actor. All right. We're at that point, folks. Four-star wide receiver Cooper Perry has committed to Oregon. He's the number one recruit out of the state of Arizona. That just happened. We're at the point where dominant athletes... are now named Cooper.
Right? You know?
Like, Cooper Manning was, like, the only Cooper that we'd heard of. Now we have, like, Cooper Flagg, number one recruit. Like, we're going to start... We got to get used to Coopers being
Cooper
around
Cup?
Here. Cooper Cup. Coopers are here to stay.
Yeah, Coopers and Jacksons.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With an X.
Yes.
Or CK.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many different ways you can spell it.
I feel like, though, there's a rule that if you're Jackson with an X, you have to have, like, a faux hawk.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for sure. Which is good luck,
well, sure.
And play baseball. Jackson with an X is a baseball name.
Yeah,
yeah,
or like lacrosse.
Hey, thanks for partying, man.
Yeah, right.
All right,
excellent.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
All right, that's it for us. We'll be back tomorrow from noon till 3. Up next, you got 4 hours of power there, mouse, to your ears. It's prime time with Isaac Souk. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, oh, oh.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.